The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On November 13, 2008, the week after Mr. Obama was elected the first time, the Think About It message was entitled, What We Can Expect. We offered the following analysis of what government would become. We stated, quote, In the governmental realm, we can expect more and more animosity toward the churches which teach the Bible to be true. This will probably also include Jewish synagogues. It follows that moral issues, like trying to stop abortion and homosexuality, will be impossible unless God Himself intervenes. Now that we're seeing this, what do we do? We must now be willing to suffer for speaking the truth to people. This is a first for our nation. What rejection we received in the past for that came from individuals. Now it will come from the government. Like Israel, when they traded their biblical republic for a king, we've become like all the other nations of the earth. We can now expect to be fined, jailed, and a little later on, killed for our witness of Jesus. In our homes, if we are to protect our children from the indoctrination of the so-called free sex message, we absolutely have to get them out of the public school systems. Every type of sex will begin to be introduced to children in the curriculum and methodology of the government schools. I urge you at all cost to homeschool your children, or at least get them into a Christian school that believes the Bible is the absolute Word of God and teaches the biblical foundation for all the academic subjects. Is there any hope that our land can be returned to biblical thinking once again? Absolutely. But we must be serious about praying for revival and reformation. Our hearts must be pure in our reason for wanting this to happen. It must not be for our comfort or security. We must want revival and reformation so that the gospel of Christ is free to flow to the next generation. This is the only biblical reason for civil liberty. All other reasons are selfish and part of the problem, not a part of the solution. The Bible teaches, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We must pray, and we must vote if we are to see godly change in our government. Our message in 2008 ended with the following words. I end today's message with those words. Quote, This is not a pretty picture, but there is something about it that is very encouraging. All this anti-Jesus and anti-Bible sentiment will cause those who are not really the people of Jesus Christ to separate from those who are. With the separation to purity, the power level always increases among God's people. The result will be that believers will be seen by their desperate neighbors to be the ones who have the light by which one can walk in this darkening world. People around us will more and more, though often secretly, come to us for the answers as to why they are alive and how to rear their families. This will work the good end of the church being the church instead of it being just a social organization. God gives us an encouraging word in Isaiah 3:10. God will Himself show up on behalf of His people, even though the national government will be more and more their enemy. He says, quote, Say to the righteous that it will be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Are you one of the righteous ones because you've surrendered your life to Christ as your Master and Deliverer? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.